Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
It's my list. Small things that make you large mad. Okay? I'll go next. Then Tommy. Then Maitland. We'll bring it home.
Okay.
Okay? Here's mine. Number three, having to pick up more than a few small things off the ground that are hard to pick up. I know it's stupid.
No, it's
that's
so
the whole point of this.
That's the,
but yeah. If I dropped a bunch of coins and they all landed flat on the concrete, I would be tempted to sweep them under a tree rather than pick up each one of them.
Yeah. What about
like
when
under
you start
a shrub next to the, you know.
And then you start picking them up and then you keep dropping other ones.
It makes Woo! Me, it's irrational because I'm like, this isn't that hard. It's going to take me a minute. But I'm like, oh, this is stupid. Why do we even have small things? Mm-hmm.
Or how about when your body does that dumb thing where it sends you into a loop where you bend down to pick something up, but you don't quite get it. So you're doing this weird like
oh,
bounce.
Yeah. Or if you go to pick it back up and it hits something else and falls out of your hand.
Like you're already mad and your dumb body just puts you in a loop of bending over.
I don't think this one counts. This is not a small thing. This is a major
That's
thing.
A big thing.
Yeah, this can't be on the list.
Number two, anytime, which is all the time. All I have to do is hear something that sounds like an AI voice or a computerized voice saying, we'd love to help you with what your problem is. And then you answer a question, and then they ask you the same question in a different way.
Yeah.
My head is ready to explode. The other day I said to a customer service person, it was with my insurance company. My wife got caught up in somebody else's car accident last week, so I called the insurance company on Friday. And it's my insurance company. I call my local office. They say, okay, you ready to be transferred to claims? Yes, I'd love that. Thank you very much. They transfer me to claims. Now, when you call the local office, they know you. As soon as they see your phone number pop up, surely they can't memorize everyone. They're like, oh, okay, sir, which car is this? Oh, is it the Traverse? Yes. Okay. Looks like it's this, this, and this. And they know everything. Then they go, transfer you to claims. And it's a robot saying, hello, do you know your policy number? Mm-hmm. F no, I don't know the policy number, you stupid GoBot.
To piggyback on that, when they say, our list of options has recently changed.
They never changed.
It's never changed.
I was just going to say exactly the same thing,
freaking
Steve.
Same.
Like, that one always drives me. I'm like, how often do you think I call that you need to tell me that? Of course I have to listen to the options.
So
I don't know what the options are.
After 5 minutes, I finally get to a human, and she's great. She immediately is everything, the opposite of everything that was pissing me off. And so at the end, she said, is there anything else I can do for you today? And I said, well, these are recorded, right? So people can work on them for training. And she said, yes. And I go, hear me, everyone. I said, this
Gregor
isn't for you.
Here.
Hear me, everyone. I think her name was Connie. I go, Connie was fantastic. I literally am staying with your company because she saved you. Because while I was on hold with your stupid robot voices, I was Googling other insurance companies to switch to. That's how much I hate you. Connie, great job. You deserve a raise.
Connie's like, thank you, sir.
She was laughing. Thank God.
Terrified of you.
All right.
Connie's advanced AI.
Now, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's talking about, I have kids too. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, stupid
she
robot.
She just goes, ha.
That is a funny anecdote, Greg.
Har har, man.
All right. The small thing that makes me large mad, and again, I'm embarrassed by all, none of these should make me mad. If we have left the house, we or me, okay, and I have placed the car in drive to exit after backing out of the garage, if pulling out, if I have to stop and come back for any reason, no matter how close to the house we still are, we could have barely gone an inch and somebody said, oh, I forgot my life-saving medication. I would be like, oh, God, oh,
That's a good one.
This we is have not to a, go back!
This isn't a surprise, though. I mean, there's nobody who loves getting miles behind them more than
no,
you.
No, it's a problem. Again, I'm not saying I'm right, but it's real. It makes it hot inside my body immediately. Mm-hmm. My neck gets too thick.
That's so funny with you because you talked about it the other day. You stopped four times to pee on a 3-hour road trip.
Different. Still making progress. Got to pee. Part of the job.
And that's your thing, not somebody else's thing.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's rational. I'm not saying it makes sense.
No, that's the whole thing.
There hasn't
the
been one
things that give you the largest mad.
There hasn't been one bad thing on any of our lists yet.
I know.
All right, Tommy.
I'm a little fussy.
Give it a shot.
Guys, I got two things on here that I get real heated about.
And then the third thing is just the something third one, that gives you a habsy?
What yeah, pretty much. About? Okay, the first one is something that happened recently, and it's something that's it's really pissed me off for a long time. It's when you have a playlist shuffle going, and then you accidentally cue a new song, and it completely wipes that shuffle. What am I supposed to do? I can't get it back, and then I have to start over, and then I hear songs I already heard, and I have to go back, and you're going, oh! And it makes me so upset, and it's something that's upset me for a long time. And this last weekend, I was on a road trip with my girlfriend, and she accidentally did it, and I had to be like, and I was like, hey, this is something that actually really, really pet peeve for mine. And she goes, okay, sorry. And then 2 days later, I'm at my parents' house eating empanadas, and I'm on aux, and I and my sister cued a bunch of songs, and I accidentally did it myself in a public setting. Oh, I had to hold back my rage. Guys.
How does your rage manifest, Tommy?
Dude, I just go quiet. I go quiet, and that must seem like, because I don't stop talking.
Does it seem like, can you see it physically on your body?
I think my eyes, I think they bug out of my head.
Okay, you start to seethe.
Yeah, like I just go, and I have to like clench my fist a little bit, and I think my face goes like flat. Oh my God, I get so angry when I accidentally do that.
You relate to that?
Oh yeah, I yelled at my sister on Galentine's Day because I have this playlist that is 5 minutes short of being 10 hours long. I've been curating this Galentine's playlist for years. And every year, my sisters, they don't know how to just like add a song to the queue without wiping the whole playlist. Oh. And then they'll bitch about, we already heard this song.
What is this,
First
Day on Earth?
Why did we already listen to this one? Why does it keep playing the same song? So finally I said, Emma, the point of a playlist is to play the list. And she kind of looked at me a little scared, and she's like, I'm sorry.
Or the person who just wants to throw everything off. Hey, I got this other song I really want you to hear. Nope. No. You're not in charge of this. Nope. You're going to mess everything up. So nobody wants to hear that song. Add it to the playlist, if so.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll come up when it's supposed to come up.
My longest playlist is 30 hours, so when I accidentally mess that thing up, it's over. It's over!
30 hours.
30 hours, yeah. It's all my music too, Return of Jafar. And it's got all the songs I like. And I get so upset when I throw that thing off. Anyway, number two. Sorry, I got heated there. Number two, it's the I before E, except after C rule. That's a lie!
Yeah.
That's a total lie. Why are we taught that that's a rule to live by in grammar? And it's just not.
Yeah. Like, there's so many exceptions.
There's so many exceptions. Like, it shouldn't be a little hoo-hoo. It's got a great little rhythm rhyme to it. That's great. Yeah.
Smartest in the world gets it wrong twice in his own name.
God, who's that?
Einstein.
I'm not going to do that math. Anyway.
He doesn't have any C's in his name.
That's what I was wondering.
I before E, except after C.
Oh, I see.
And he's EI both times.
Yeah. Einstein.
Oh. Thanks for working that out for me. Nice job, Einstein.
Thanks for taking that for me.
You're welcome, guys.
Yeah. It really, really irks me. And don't give it a good rhythm if it's not going to be real.
You guys know Albert Einstein. Einstein.
All right, Tommy, what's next on your list?
My third one is when I buy produce and I get it. I bring it home, and then, like, the next day, it's already bad. Like, I try to, like, you know, I feel it to make sure it's, like, you know, feels good or whatever. And then when I get home, and this weekend, I'll pull out my nice ripe bell pepper, and there's already mold on it. I get so irritated.
When did you buy it?
Nuts. I bought it on Thursday.
Oh, that is fast.
And you put it in the fridge?
No.
Well,
it's my fault. It's my fault, guys.
Yeah, that should make you mad.
It's my fault. It.
Yeah, that's like getting mad because you brought home bread, and then it got hard because you took it out of the wrapper and let it sit on the counter.
Guys, I create so many of my own problems that I get so upset about. Like, I hate when I'm walking up the stairs with my laundry in my arms. Could I put it in a waste basket or a laundry basket? Yeah. But then I drop it down the stairs and I've got the big hoop and I can't pick that up. Oh.
Big what?
The big hoop. You know, you got your big belly full of clothes. No.
Big belly full of clothes.
Big hoop of clothes.
You put your big pile of clothes from the lawn, from the dryer, in your arms like this hoop, and then you're walking around like a big Santa belly, and have then you drop something.
Have you heard of a
laundry basket? Yeah, I have, but then my dirty clothes are in there.
Do you keep your uncold peppers in your basket? Is that what's going on?
It's a perfect bin. Ugh.
I will say I do relate to that last one a little bit because I don't put my, like, I put all my towels in the bathroom in the master bedroom, and if I'm carrying them and I have it stacked just high enough, and then I have the hand towels on top of the bath towels and then the washcloths on top of that, if I turn or run into a wall and they fall off after I've folded them perfectly, I'm like so pissed. Wow. Damn it.
All right. Mate, you're going to have to wait. It's Tommy took us down.
Sorry. Well,
so did I. It's mostly my fault. Also, it's fun. So Maitland will be next. Everyone will be able to listen very carefully to hers and nitpick them like crazy.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.